You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Sarah
and Andy,
and it's February.
It is,
which means we have a new edition of the Lutheran Witness.
Yes, beautiful one too.
It is.
Welcome is the word on the cover.
Welcome makes me feel happy. So this edition, we've talked a little bit about it already on the Coffee Hour in February, but it's about hospitality. That's kind of the buzzword for this issue. So we get to actually talk about hospitality today.
All things hospitality.
All things hospitality.
Which is kind of what we want to be here on the Coffee Hour, too.
Yes.
You know, hospitable. Inviting. Let's sit back, have a conversation. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we get to talk with an author from this edition of Lutheran Witness who wrote an article about hospitality. We have Jean Casey joining us by phone, a wife, mother, grandmother, and church secretary in Indiana. Welcome, Jean.
Hi.
What a fun article, a house full of welcome. What prompted you for this article? What prompted this theme?
Well, I received an email asking if I would be interested in writing it. So I think a lot of people know that I like having people in my house, and we kind of have a big old house that tends to be full of people. So.
So we're going to come to a show there now. That's how this
That's
works.
A great idea. We should have gone to Jane's house for this segment.
Yes. Yes.
It's cold here.
It's not warm here.
It's not much warmer. There's, there seems to be a group of people that really enjoy hospitality and just really excel at it. So what about hospitality do you love to do?
I really enjoy making people comfortable and making them feel at home, whether it's at my house or at church or kind of wherever we are. I just love seeing people relax when they feel like they're in a place where they belong.
Hmm. What do we gain from being hospitable? I mean, you know, there are some things that seem obvious. When people are comfortable, they may be more likely to talk or to listen. But what else do we gain from hospitality? How is it beneficial, or what drives us to be hospitable?
Well, I think for some of us, it's just the way we're put together, and so it comes kind of easily. But I think that there are so many benefits in being hospitable to other people and making them feel welcome. It helps you to forget yourself and, you know, the little problems that you might be having, or even the bigger problems, when you're putting that focus on somebody else. And then, of course, in the context of our faith, I mean, we are called to be hospitable to people.
Sure, sure. And how can somebody who maybe doesn't fall into the category of it coming naturally, how can somebody take a first step toward just being a little bit more hospitable? Maybe not opening your entire home, but something
right.
simple that somebody could start doing maybe this Sunday when they go to church.
I think that deciding that you want to be welcoming to other people is half the battle. Really maybe thinking about that person in the context of church again, who doesn't know a lot of people or who maybe seems a little bit on the outside, and making sure that you talk to them and draw them in. I know a lot of times it's so easy when we're at church and around our friends, you know, to naturally want to be with our friends and talk to our friends. But if you can help pull that other person in just that little bit, I think that makes such a huge difference. And learning people's names is just huge, and being able to call them by name when you talk to them.
Yes, that can be a skill in itself.
Oh, I'm not good at it, and I have to work so hard at it.
But it does make a big difference when you're new in a place, and knowing that people actually care. Just to take a minute to learn your name or to step outside, because I think we can understand and we can see when somebody's trying to make that effort
yeah.
too. So it's it's not all about us, is it?
No, I think that's really the biggest thing about hospitality is that it's not about us. You're focusing on the other person and what will make them feel welcome and comfortable and cared for.
When we talk about practicing hospitality in our home, being welcoming, inviting one into our home, sometimes we may think, well, my home is just not a great place to entertain or to welcome someone. You know, in our case, we're three floors up. Or maybe you feel like your home is too small, or not ready for young children to enter your home because it's just not child friendly. Those things come to mind. How would you address that when talking with or in trying to encourage someone to find ways to be to offer hospitality?
I would love to bring them and show them around my house with the holes in the kitchen ceiling and the missing woodwork and we have a house that we bought thinking, oh, this is going to be this lovely old home that we can fix up and make look so nice. And between bursting pipes and leaking ceilings and other things, I mean, it's just, it's always torn up. But I had to get past kind of my own pride in wanting my house to be this, you know, lovely place for people to come and realize that I could still make it comfortable for other people. And I think that really, no matter what kind of place you live in, you know, my husband and I've lived in everything from a 400 square foot student apartment to, you know, to this, and every place can be made welcoming. It just might take a little more effort sometimes.
Certainly, we hear stories of that from our missionaries and when visiting some of our brothers and sisters in Christ in other countries. It's all about hospitality, even with the meager things that they have. They want to make you feel welcome, even with whatever they have. In your article, you talk about prepare, put yourself aside, and practice as some helpful tips for practicing hospitality or being hospitable. Can you share with us a story of how you prepared for hospitality and it didn't quite go as planned, and what you learned from that?
Oh goodness!
It sounds like you have a wealth of stories.
There are so many. So many of them involve the tricks that my house has played on me. You know, probably getting ready a year ago between Thanksgiving and Christmas for a house full of guests at Christmas time and having, you know, prepared for that, getting the rooms ready, working on getting the house all pulled together, at least as much as my house ever gets pulled together. And then having a wastewater pipe burst in the wall between my dining room and my pantry the week before Christmas, and having to tear out a wall and move everything out of the pantry. And
sounds like a game changer.
Yes. The guests still came, though. We still had our house full of people. It just was a little bit more chaotic than I had initially planned. Didn't do quite as much cooking and baking that year. But people really don't care how things look, and the mess that at that point was driving me crazy, you know, having everything pulled out of those rooms. It didn't change the fact that we were all together and enjoying our holiday together. So
much of this is about people.
All of it.
Yeah,
all of it. I never had thought that much about it because I grew up with grandmothers who, you know, people came into their homes. I grew up in a house where we constantly had strangers coming to stay with us, you know, for weeks or months sometimes. So I didn't think that much about it until my daughter was getting married. And as we were making all of the plans for the wedding, you know, we kept coming up against these decisions about what to spend money on, what not to. And we really came up with a question that we asked ourselves with every decision we made: will this make this experience better for our guests or not? And if it would, then the answer was yes. And if it wouldn't, then it wasn't something that we needed to spend money on. And that really got me thinking about what hospitality was about.
Sure. And we have just about
just under a minute left.
How does being hospitable help us share the love of Christ with our neighbors?
It helps us make those who are among our church family feel more comfortable and welcome and a part of the family. And it makes those who are not a part of our church family, people that we might not even necessarily run across otherwise, more comfortable with us and possibly open them up to getting to know us and allowing us to share Christ's love with them.
Our guest today, Jane Casey, author of A House Full of Welcome in the February issue of the Lutheran Witness. Jane, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Thank you.
That does it for today. More fun and interesting topics tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great Thursday, Sarah.
I hope you do too.
Hope you get in that workout.
I'm planning on it.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.